You guys cut or released Josh on Tuesday after you guys left. What went into that decision for you?
You know, we released a statement afterwards, and the statement really said everything about it. I don't have much to add other than we hope Josh and his family find peace, and anything we can do to support that and help it out, we'll do that.
Have you talked to Josh since the release?
Yes.
In those conversations?
Yeah, we'll keep that private.
Ben, do you feel that some ways it's been a burden lifted from you and your team not to have him here anymore and have him hanging over?
I wouldn't say, feel burden's been lifted. I mean, you know, obviously no one wants to go through any situation like that. And, anything that happens inside or outside of the locker room, you take that situation, you handle the situation, you move on.
How distracting do you think it has been for your team?
I don't think it's been a distraction.
And how did the self-scouting process go? What kind of conclusions can you share with us, if any, about what we've been achieving?
Yeah, we looked at everything in all three phases. You know, we started out with the personnel, talked about how we're using the players, different ways we can, you know, acclimate some players into the schemes in all three phases. Then we looked at how we're attacking teams in all three phases, the schematics, certain things we can change, certain things that we weren't doing so well that we need to fix, certain things we weren't doing so well, we may need to deep six and throw them out. And then things that we're doing well and where we need to hang our hat.
Ben, just to go back to what you said about the statement, the misguided comment that John made, were you guys misled at any, were you misled specifically at any point with what was being alleged?
Again, we released a statement last week, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Coach, with the trade deadline looming tomorrow, do you envision your team making any moves?
Never say never.
Ben, just going back to what you were saying before about the self-scouting process, you've been insistent on sticking to the plan, I guess, hoping things fall into place. I mean, how comfortable or uncomfortable were you with the possibility of having to make changes?
We're not hoping things, take shape. We're working to make things take shape. Mistakes and things in this league, you don't fix them overnight. It takes time. And in all three phases, we have things that we need to work on and improve. And we feel that we have the players in the building to make that happen, the coaches in the building to make that happen, and we're going to make it happen.
Ben, what do you see when you looked at the play calling, which you do, obviously, and, would there be a move there? Are you confident that it's not the plays, it's everything around the plays?
Again, when we're not playing as well as we'd like to on offense, you look at everything, the plays coming in, how we plan the week, the personnel that we're using, and how we're attacking, and you go on from there. So everything's looked at.
Any changes that's going to happen there with you, or are you going to stick with us?
Everything, like I said before, everything is, you take a look at everything.
How much do you feel like you've been spread thin in that regard of having all these other responsibilities and the play calling?
Yeah, no, I don't feel like I've been spread thin at all. I think, it helps me stay dialed into the locker room, to the offense, and, dictating the game.
Offensively, do you think the best is still to come for this football team?
Yes, I think we have a variety of areas we can grow in and improve in. And, I think we're just scratching the surface. We haven't performed as well as we'd like to perform, and everything's correctable.
How would you characterize kind of first half of the season, if you'll call it that, up to now? What words would you use to describe it?
As a whole? We're a 4-3 team right now, and everything, all of our goals are sitting right there in front of us.
Ben, does your team have to run the ball better for you to call more running plays, or do you need to commit to it more play calling to get it going?
Well, the first thing we need is more plays. So if we have more plays, then we can run the ball more. And the better we run the ball, the more runs that we'll call, the more plays we'll get. Everything's tied together. You could use a short passing game as your run game, but that's not how we want to play. We want to be a physical, heavy-handed football team, so we need to run the ball better and run the ball more. I need to call them more, and we need to execute them better.
You analyzed it. Why didn't the running game work in your estimate?
Again, it's not one reason. It's not one player. It's not one position group. It's not just the offensive line. It's not just the backs. It's not just the tight ends. It's a combination of everything.
Going into Sunday, I think you guys were last in the league in time of possession. How much of a concern is that for you?
Yeah, it's something we need to possess the ball more. We need more plays. When we move the chains, possess the ball more, we'll have the ball longer. It's a matter of execution.
Is everybody healthy and ready to go this weekend?
Is everybody healthy and ready to go? We have some guys who are working through some things today. We'll know more Wednesday. Today was a good start to the week.
Newhouse, I would assume, is one of those guys you're still working through?
Yeah, he was limited today. We'll know more on Wednesday.
How's it going
down? He got some work today.
Barry and Thompson?
Yeah, he got some work today. He was limited, but got some work. Good to see a lot of new faces out there on the field. Old faces, new faces.
Do you need an upgrade at the tight end position, or are you confident in the guys you have?
I'm confident in the players we have in the tight end room. Confident that they'll be able to get the job done for us.
Why do you think it's been such a struggle at that position?
As far as?
Blocking.
Yeah. Well, I think we have three different guys we're working in there. Way of confidence in the guys in the room. And we need to block a little bit better, execute a little bit better. I think we have some room to grow yards after the catch-wise with that group. And, it's not just the tight end room. You can't just point to one room. You can't just point to one position. It's a combination of things.
What would you say about Larry's performance so far? I mean, he hasn't been able to match what he kind of did 2 years ago.
Well, again, Larry's coming off of an injury. He's a guy that he gets better at the things he works on in practice. He improved with the ball in his hands after the catch last week. He just got to maintain it to the ground when he gets tackled. But he got north and south after the catch, and he's working it to improve and to get better. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here. That's why we spend our time. We put a plan together. With the players in mind, and we want to go out and focus on the execution and play the play.
And what do you think is most holding the offense back, especially when it comes to putting points on the board?
Again, execution. You know, when we talked about it before, we need to run the ball a little bit better, but we need to execute.
Coach, your latter two draft picks, Paul Perkins in the fifth round, Jarrell Adams in the sixth, have gotten increasing playing time over the past few weeks. What can you say about their development, and do you think their roles in the offense could grow as the season goes on?
Yeah, they're young, conscientious players who've been working at it. They were thrown into the mix early in special teams, and like I said before, we're not gonna shy away from playing young players, especially guys who are working hard to do it the way we ask them to do it.
Did you watch a bunch of football this weekend?
Did I watch a bunch of football? A little bit, yes.
When you take a step back and watch in that way, on a rare weekend off, do you get any observations about the league, the parity, the trends, things like that?
Yeah, when you look at it, you get a lot of ideas on things, and you try not to, incorporate them all. But I try to teach my son to throw with his fingers on the laces. That's what I spent a lot of time doing yesterday, so. We got his left hand. He's a left-hander, so we got his fingers on the laces. But, no, you digest the football. This league is – it's just amazing to me how every game comes down to – used to say 5-6 plays. Now it's even less than that. Every game comes down to the wire, and you need to be able to, have poise and discipline and be able to focus the whole way to the end of the game, because that's when they usually – and even overtime now. Overtime games come down to the very end.
Did you watch last night?
When you had the second chance to look back, big picture, at what Eli was able to do in the first seven games, how did you assess it, and what are the goals for him individually for the remainder of the season?
Eli Manning?
Yes.
Yes. Just like the other players, we need to make sure we dial in on the fundamentals this week, come out and execute the way we're capable, and as far as the offense goes, we need to make the plays that are there. Once you start making the plays that are there, then you can start moving the chains a little bit more. And execute and putting some more points on the board.